Entertained a motion out of exec, out of recess for public hearings.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second. Second, Mr. Riley, any questions on the motion? Take a vote, Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Ivey, now in public hearings. Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. At this time, I'll read the rules of procedure for council zoning hearings. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend a comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the commission hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the commission hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state their reasons for their opposition or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless the council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak and are present in the chambers, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you participate telephonically, please state your name and address before you give your statement. When you speak, please turn off any electronics and make sure there is no background noise or discussions. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have written a statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. If testimony is repetitive, then you may be asked to move on to another point or topic. Remember, it is the quality of the testimony that is persuasive, not the quantity. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the commission has not issued its recommendation report at the time of the council hearing, council will defer action on the application in those cases. In those cases only, council shall accept and consider written comments from the public on the commission's recommendations to the council for a period of 5 calendar days following the commission's issuance of its recommendations. This does not preclude the council from requesting additional information as otherwise provided. Furthermore, once the record is closed, the council, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, text, or engage in any conversations about the application. Their decisions will be made only based on the record established at both council and commission hearings. And Mr. President, we have several hearings today. The first one is conditional use number 2255, Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for the sale, renting, storage and repair of bicycles and related accessories to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 2.9 acres more or less. The property is lying on the northwest side of Roxana Road, which is Route 17, approximately 0.55 miles southwest of Burbage Road, which is Sussex County Route 353. The 911 address is 32650 Roxana Road, and the tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 15, Parcel 95.03. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the applicant's survey. We've also received a letter from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and we received one letter of opposition. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of August 12th of this year. At its meeting of August 26th of this year, the Commission recommended that the application be approved for the five reasons and submits the 11 recommended conditions as outlined in the motion. And Mr. President, a copy of that motion along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings is included in Council's packet. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from Council? If not, Mr. Summers, if you'll give us your name and address and explain what you're intending to do.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jay Summers. I am the owner of the Fenwick Islander Bicycle Shop and Ocean Cycles of Bethany Beach, and I'm here today to try to open up another bicycle shop on my property. I've written down some notes here and some stuff to say, so I'll be trying to read this off as clearly as I can. Like many in our area, I live in a subdivision, so I bought this property in 2017 so that my family would have a piece of property to have a garden and some open space for recreation. As the area and the market for beach homes has expanded outward from the beach, I began to notice that I was delivering more and more of my rental bikes to some of these subdivisions in the areas such as Bear Trap Dunes, Bishop's Landing, and Millville by the Sea, along with many others. I have also noticed an increase in bicycling, both from road cyclists and casual bikers, on nearly every road in the area. This, along with many homes being built in the area directly around my property, has led me to believe that this spot is a good spot for me to open up another bicycle shop, to expand my business, create jobs, grow a healthy recreational sport, and service the needs of an expanding area and population. This is my busy season, so I haven't had a lot of time to research, but I was able to find some information online that I believe is accurate. In regards to the growth of the immediate area, there are currently 2,885 homes in Millville by the Sea proposed and or built, 834 homes in Bishop's Landing proposed and or built, 76 homes built in Coventry, 135 homes proposed in Egret Shores. I would also like to point out that a majority of these subdivisions are connected or will eventually be connected by multi-use paths. If the current trend continues as additional phases of Millville by the Sea are built, a multi-use path will likely be built directly across the street from my property as well. This will allow for safe, interconnected bicycle traffic in the area. Additionally, the property is listed in the comprehensive plan as being in the coastal area. The type of small-scale business growth is acceptable and promoted in the coastal area. The property is screened from surrounding properties by trees and will have additional trees planted or a fence constructed as per a request from my neighbor, the objection that was the letter. Additionally, the water line that was active on the neighboring property has been capped and is in no longer service. It is 1/10 of a mile from the emergency BB's South Coastal Emergency Department. It is directly across from Millville by the Sea's originally proposed commercial development. It is also currently occupied by the place across the street is currently occupied by a processing credit card company. The adjacent property has a conditional use for office and warehousing. A half a mile north of the intersection of Burbage Road and Route 17, there is C1 zoning and conditional use for mini storage, self-storage, and professional offices. Commercial use and zoning continues to creep along Route 17 away from Route 26 as the residential development continues to expand. In closing, as the area grows, business services must grow with it. I believe that expanding my business here will promote the health, wellness, and financial growth of the county, and I am looking forward to creating jobs and expanding healthy recreation in the area. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Do you have anything else to add at this point?
No, sir.
Are there any questions from council?
Questions? No.
No, just you did get the well capped off and all that stuff.
Yes,
already.
Sir. It has been completed.
Good.
I have not done the trees yet or the fence.
You're
still
okay
kind of going over. I'm okay with that.
You're
That's
okay
fine.
With that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
That's the old paramedic station, right?
No, sir. I believe that's a couple down from
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's farther down.
But not too far.
I got you. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I know which one you're referring
to.
Yeah.
Any more questions, Council?
Not. You can have a seat. Is there anyone else?
Thank you very much, everyone.
Sure. Is there anyone else in the room that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else? Seeing none, is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, operator, can you check the line, see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to opine on this issue?
If anyone has joined via the conference line and would like to speak on this matter, dial 5-star. If anyone has joined via the conference line and would like to speak on this matter, dial 5-star. We have Jennifer Norwood on the line. Jennifer, your line is now open. Please state your name and address for the record before making your comment.
Good afternoon. This is Jennifer Norwood from the Planning and Zoning Department. I'm just calling in to test the line.
Okay, thank you. Operator, is there anyone else?
We have no additional callers on the line.
Thank you, Mr. President. This time we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close the public record.
Close the public hearing. Look at the council, close the public record. Ask Mr. Morbin, a short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for the sale, renting, storage, and repair of bicycles and related accessories to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 2.9 acres more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 5, with conditions 6A through K.
Pleasure, Council.
I move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Schaefer. Any questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Riley.
I vote yes based on the recommendation of planning and zoning with the conditions, and I wish the applicant well in his endeavors.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Schaefer.
I vote yes based on the recommendations of planning and zoning commission.
Mrs. Green.
I vote yes based on the recommendation from planning and zoning.
Hudson. I vote yes based on the reasons given by planning and zoning.
Also, we have plans on the reason and the conditions, although yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir. Have a good day. Next.
Thank you, Mr. President. Next one is conditional use number 2257. Mr. Boyhouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance that grants a conditional use of land in a GR, general residential district, for outdoor boat storage and overflow parking to be located on a certain parcel of land, lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 1.006 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the northeast corner of the intersection of Oak Orchard Road, which is Rep 5, and Spruce Street. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 34.08, Parcel 53.00. Staff would note that submitted into the record, we have a copy of a letter from the applicant, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the applicant's survey plan, a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response, and a copy of a letter that has been received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. I would also note, Mr. President, we have received two letters of support for the application. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission and its meeting of August 12th of this year. At its meeting of August 26th of this year, the Commission recommended that the application be approved for the seven reasons and subject to the 12 recommended conditions as outlined in the motion. And Mr. President, a copy of that motion along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings is included in Council's packet. Thank you.
Okay. Any questions from Council? If not, Mr. Miller.
Good afternoon, Patrick.
Good afternoon, Mr. Vincent.
Good afternoon. I'm Patrick Miller. I'm representing Indian River Fire Company. I'm the president of the fire company. And we would like to present the conditional use application on behalf of the fire company. Indian River Fire Company has partnered with our neighbors, the Community Church of Oak Orchard, and the WMF Watercraft Company, which currently does lease parcels between the fire company and the Watercraft business, but they have expanded across the street and have built additional boat service facilities there. And between their facility and the community church, the large parcel of property is owned by the fire company. And we have been approached to see if we would be conducive to leasing the property for them to utilize it as additional boat storage while the boats are in transition from being brought in for service to finalize for winter storage and then move to their other facilities. The firehouse has utilized that parcel of land since probably the early 70s. I think it was in 66 when we acquired it. And we have always allowed the Community Church of Oak Orchard to utilize that as an overflow parking. And we still anticipate doing that. We just did not know that there was a variance or conditional use request needed. So in this process, we've learned that, and we have earmarked a segment of land for the fire, for the church to utilize, and for the fire company for overflow parking, and then a segment of that parcel will be utilized for the boat storage. We understand that there may be some conditions consistent with the other boat storage facility with fencing and lighting and business hours, and we have no objection to those. We would just like to say that we choose to pursue these endeavors to be a good corporate and community partner and assist our business entities in striving and fulfilling their business objectives.
Question to council?
If not, if you have nothing else to add, if you'd like to have a seat.
Yes, sir.
Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to opine on this issue?
There's no one on the line.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, at this time we close public hearing on this matter. Council desires close public record.
Close public hearing. It's okay with council public record?
Yes.
Mr. Warby, a short title, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for outdoor boat storage and overflow parking to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 1.006 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning, numbered 1 through 7, with conditions 8A through L.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Hudson.
I vote yes based on the reasons given by planning and zoning.
Schaefer.
Yes, based on the reasons given by planning and zoning.
Mrs. Green.
Yes, based on reasons given by planning and zoning.
I also vote yes based on the reasons and conditions offered by planning and zoning.
I also agree with your conditions and agree it's a good use of land. I vote yes for carry. Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay, next matter, Mr. President, is conditional use number 2261. Mr. Boyhaus.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for storage units and offices to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.63 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the southeastern side of Shady Road, which is Route 276, approximately 0.21 miles southwest of Coastal Highway, which is Route 1, the 911 address is 17583 Shady Road, Lewis. Tax parcel ID is District 334, Map 6, Parcel 515.00. Staff would note, Mr. President, as submitted into the record, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, a copy of the DELDOT service level evaluation response, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the letter that has been received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. I would note that we've received two letters in support, two letters in opposition, and five mail returns. The application was subject to a hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of August 12th of this year. At its meeting of August 26th of this year, the Commission recommended that the application be approved for the eight reasons and subject to the 11 recommended conditions as outlined in the motion. And the copy of that motion, Mr. President, along with the draft meetings of those minutes, is included in Council's paperless packet. Thank you.
Any questions? If not, is the applicant here? And yes, come forward, please.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name's Rachel Bleshman. I'm an attorney with Circovic, and I'm here on behalf of What Is Your Voice, Inc. What Is Your Voice, Inc. has applied for a conditional use of land in an AR1 district for purposes of maintaining an office in an existing garage and four rental storage units in the existing one-story pole building. All of this is in connection with the nonprofit's corporation. In addition to the proposed use, What Is Your Voice intends to continue to use the existing dwelling on the property for residential purposes, as permitted under the zoning code in the AR1 district. Jacqueline Sterbach, president and founder of What Is Your Voice, may be on the telephone. Mr. Whitehouse, my office coordinated getting Ms. Sterbach on the telephone. Is that correct?
And if he is on the phone right now, the operator should be able to connect him there.
Okay. So Ms. Sterbach may have needed to call in. She may not be available, but Mr. Sterbach, vice president of What Is Your Voice, is available here, as am I, for questions at the end of the presentation. What Is Your Voice is an established and well-respected non-for-profit 501c3. The non-for-profit was formed in 2013 to combat domestic violence, family violence, and teen violence. The organization is recognized as the trailblazer in its mission to stop the cycle of violence against women and children within Sussex County and throughout the state of Delaware. The purpose of this conditional use is to enhance the organization's ability to effectively provide critically needed services to the vulnerable and expanding population in Sussex County. Now, prior to owning the property, What Is Your Voice rented the property from the former owner, Point Crossing LLC. The deed is in the exhibit book. And during that rental time for 1.5 years before purchasing the property on May 30th, 2019, the owner of the property, Point Crossing LLC, had rented the pole building out to third parties for storage purposes. So this is not a new use of the property. However, as a result of this renting, What Is Your Voice was unaware that the use was not permitted until they received a notice of violation from Sussex County, and that violation notice was dated September 24th, 2019. So subsequently, this conditional use application was filed in order to get the organization in compliance with the zoning code. So as noted, the property contains approximately 0.63 acres of land, and it's located in the AR1 district. Surrounding properties are either zoned C1 or AR1, and the property is in close proximity to Delaware Route 1. The area in general is a mixed-use area that includes residential and commercial uses. Conditional uses allowed within AR1 district include, among other uses, residential, business, commercial, or industrial uses when the purposes of the chapter are more fully met by issuing a conditional use permit. Now, there have been more than 20 conditional uses approved within a half mile radius of What Is Your Voice's property, ranging from medical and office uses, sales centers, auto and boat repairs, vehicle and boat storage, other uses as well. So the proposed uses of the property for office and storage are permitted conditional uses under the zoning code and are consistent with the purposes and goals of the 2018 comprehensive plan. The comp plan land use map indicates that the property has the land use designation coastal area, which includes areas around Rehoboth Bay and Indian River Bay and Little Assawoman Bay. The plan provides that the coastal area is a growth area, but additional considerations should be taken into account in this area that may not apply in other growth areas. So in addition to residential uses, retail and office uses are appropriate uses in coastal areas, and mixed-use development should also be allowed. The plan further provides that a careful mixture of homes with light commercial, office, and institutional uses can be appropriate to provide conventional services and to allow people to work close to home. Thus, the proposed office and storage uses are appropriate uses in coastal areas. So there's no detrimental impact on the surrounding properties or neighborhoods, and in fact, the applicant has received some letters of support of this application from both a neighboring property owner as well as Senator Ernie Lopez, who is also a neighbor to the organization as well as the organization's senator. There's currently an existing natural forested buffer around most of the perimeter of the property, and there's a privacy fence in the rear of the property to limit any impact on adjoining uses or properties. There's also audio and video cameras on the property to monitor activity and security lights that are pointed downward to lessen any impact on neighboring properties. There's an existing gravel driveway to access the office and storage buildings. And What Is Your Voice currently has three employees, one of which is on site and manages the daily office operations. The office will not be open to the public. Business hours are currently 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Monday through Thursday. And although most appointments with clients are conducted via Zoom right now, peer support advocates may meet with clients by appointment only. There will be no signs on the property advertising its use. And importantly, DelDOT determined that the traffic associated with the proposed use is negligible and therefore did not recommend a traffic impact study to be performed. Sewer services are provided by Sussex County. Central water services are not available, but the property is served by a private well. And this proposed conditional use will simply facilitate the ability of What Is Your Voice, Inc. to continue to operate their established nonprofit corporation on the property and provide critically needed services to the residents of Sussex County. So it's for these reasons that we would respectfully request that County Council approve this conditional use application.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you have anything else to add?
No.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Any questions from council? Okay. You can have a seat. Is there anyone else in the room that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else that would like to speak in favor? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, operator, could you please check to see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to opine on this application?
If anyone has joined via the conference line and would like to speak on this matter, dial 5-star. Anyone who's joined via the conference line and would like to speak on this matter, dial 5-star. At this time, we have no one who wishes to speak.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, at this time we can close public record on this matter. Council desires close public record. Public hearing on this matter and public record.
Close the public hearing. If it's okay with council, close the public record. Ask Mr. Morbin a short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for storage units and offices to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.63 acres more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 8 with conditions 9A through K.
Pleasure, council.
I'll make a motion for approval.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer.
Second.
Second, Mr. Raleigh. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer.
Yes, based on the recommendations of Planning and Zoning Commission and the testimony I heard today.
Mr. Green.
I vote yes, based on the recommendation from Planning and Zoning and testimony here today.
Mr. Hudson.
I vote yes, based on the reasons given by Planning and Zoning.
Raleigh.
I also vote yes, based on Planning and Zoning's recommendations and conditions.
I also agree with the recommendations and conditions. I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you. Next item, Mr. President, is conditional use number 2289. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district for an outdoor marketplace with similar activities and off-site parking to be located on certain parcels of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.247 acres and 0.327 acres, more or less. The property is located on the southwestern side of Canal Crossing Road and Central Avenue, approximately 100 feet east of Hebron Road, which is about 273, and being on the northeastern corner of Rehoboth Avenue Extended 1, which is Route 1A, and Hebron Road, which is Route 273. The 911 addresses are 19897 Hebron Road and 19826 Central Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, and the tax parcel ID is District 334, Map 13.20, Parcel 21.00, and District 334, Map 13.19, Parcel 79.00, and staff would note it is part of that parcel. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the applicant's video, we have a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the applicant's exhibits and photos, a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response. We've received a letter from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and we have received three letters in support. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of August 12th of this year. At the meeting of August 26th of this year, the Commission recommended that the application be approved for the 10 reasons and subject to the 10 recommended conditions as outlined in the motion. Mr. President, a copy of that motion along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings is included in Council's paperless packet. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from Council? If not, is the applicant here and would like to come forward? Hi, won't you come forward, please?
Hello. Good afternoon. My name is Leah Beach. I am the founder and executive director of the Developing Artists Collaboration. Really fast, before we start, I wanted to thank you guys gave us a grant for a beautiful project that we've been working on in West Rehoboth, doing a mural and garden project. That's just been such an incredible thing that we started with just wanting to do a garden, and now it's transformed into becoming a way to honor this historic community. And I made a little gift for you guys. So I wasn't sure if that's appropriate to hand over. But yeah, made it myself. So thank you guys so much. But so Creative Market. So our organization, the Developing Artists Collaboration, is an artist development organization. And our mission is to support the careers of artists with resources, creation space, peer connection, and innovative presentation opportunities. Creative Market began in 2020 as a response to the pandemic. We had this event in downtown Rehoboth as a way to allow the public to access our artists in a safe, open-air environment to promote culture and commerce. Our organization has its headquarters and facilities in West Rehoboth, just outside of downtown Rehoboth. We have committed ourselves to dedicate as much of our programming as possible to take place in West Rehoboth because of the location of our facilities in this community. Whew, sorry. I ran in. It has become our priority to honor the culture and rich history of this historic community of color. We are currently fundraising to create an educational mural resource that will act as a visual narrative for locals and tourists to learn the history of West Rehoboth. We brought in a mural artist from the community and are partnering with Westside New Beginnings to ensure that the narrative is 100% driven by the original community. Creative Market is located on a lot that is owned by the landlord of one of our other buildings that we rent in the neighborhood. We've invested our resources and energy into creating a weekly innovative modern marketplace that features all local and regional artists, handmade businesses, as well as live music, food trucks, and a responsible alcohol service to create a cultural experience for our community as well as promoting tourism. Public safety and crowd management is a priority of our organization. Our organization has safely maintained over 100 local community events since 2015. The market has roughly 20 artists, 2 food truck options, 10 staff, and 50 to 70 guests at a given time. Revelation Brewery allows our guests to use their restroom facilities. Our music offered is only a one-man acoustic set with a very small PA system. Our event ends promptly at 9 p.m., and we also have no parking sites outside of Park Shore and Canal Corcoran out of respect to our neighbors. We are constantly being praised by the guests and community leaders who attend this event for this incredible event. And we are so honored to be a part of the future of West Rehoboth by honoring the past and working to help preserve the existing original community. It would be our honor with the approval of Sussex County Council to allow us access to this lot beyond just one day a week, to have full access of our lot 7 days a week while continuing to respect the surrounding communities. And then here's a great little video so you guys can feel the vibe.
My apologies.
It's okay.
Okay, thank you. Did you have anything else to add?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, you can have a seat then.
Thank you.
Can I ask the young lady
one quick question before we
question?
Yes.
We got a question for you, Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead, go first.
So I was just wondering about the restroom facilities, and you said Revelation allows you to use them. I mean, is that contractual, or what would happen if they revoked that permission?
So we have an agreement with that we will only carry their beer. We don't have like a written contract. It's more of like a mutual understanding. They have two Porta Johns outside and then their facility within. If there was to be a disagreement, we would definitely get Porta Johns and have them on site.
Okay.
Good question. The hours of operation came up two or three times as I was reading. And you only asked to be open one day a week.
Yes, originally.
Okay. If your business grows, which probably would be, you'd have to come back to expand your conditional use.
Okay.
Along with the hours. Planning and zoning said you'd be limited from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Thursday through Monday.
Yes, because we just added on the holiday shopping we want to do in December, and we don't really intend to use it 7 days a week. We more or less would like to have the availability so that if we were to have a movie night or something like that, or something a little bit more flexibility than just having it one day a week, which Thursday through Monday would be perfect.
Well, why not offer permission to use it 7 days?
That's kind of where I was going with this without leading you.
That would be great.
If you wanted to do it Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, you'd have to come back here again to do that.
Right.
So I would say I would love to request if we could have access to it 7 days a week would be amazing.
Okay. So is that your request?
Yes, please.
I mean, is there a downside to that?
Not that I know of.
Oh, if she has something that can happen for the kids in there on a Tuesday night?
Yeah, why not?
Bless them, I think they need to be able to be open.
And we're very respectful of the communities with music. I mean, Canal Corcoran's HOA president gave us a recommendation letter, and so many of those folks in those surrounding communities have just been so supportive, and we cut that music at 9 o'clock. No fans or butts.
Any more questions, council?
Thank you.
Okay, you have a seat. Thank you.
Is there anyone else in the room that would like to speak in favor of this application? Yes, come forward, please.
Good afternoon. My name is Brenda Milburn. I'm the director of the Westside New Beginnings Children and Youth Program. And I would truly hope that you would let her have the created mark for 7 days a week. Why? Because we have partnership with her. We're doing a mirror. The children are. It's a good opportunity for the children not only to learn about art, but learn about different cultures. And I also am excited that she's going to do movie night for the children, and I don't have to go up to the theater to pay. And I just wanted to tell you that we are welcome there, and I am so happy that someone has come into our community and to think to do something positive, to work together as a community and know the definition as a community. So I stand before you, not only for the children's program, but for the community. I guess I'm there every Monday. I just enjoy. I'm wearing some of their jewelry that they make right on site. So I'm just asking that you will approve this today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Brenda.
Mr. Riley. Mr. Schaefer.
I just want to thank you for all you do for West Rehoboth also.
Thank you.
And I don't know, Mr. Whitehouse, did you get a letter from the West Rehoboth Community Land Trust and Support? That's a sister organization of Ms. Brenda's organization.
We did. West Rehoboth Community Land Trust.
Yeah.
It's on the fall, yes. So.
Okay, great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this application, sir?
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name is Rick Poppleton. I'm a property owner in the community there, West Rehoboth, and...
And your address is?
I'm sorry, I live at 21008 Dodd Avenue, Rehoboth.
Thank you.
And I've been to at least 24 events that Lee has organized, not all at this location, and everyone has been a first-class event. I'm a big supporter of her events, and they're all-inclusive, family-oriented, all ages can be there, and they're fun and festive. And I wish maybe you all find the time to come to one, because they're kind of neat to see something like that. It's kind of unusual. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to opine on this application?
Did anyone need to join via the conference line? Would like to speak on the matter? Dial 5-star. If anyone has joined via the conference line and would like to speak on this matter, dial 5-star. We have Robert Paul on the line. Robert, your line is now open. Please state your name and address for the record before making your comment.
Thank you. Robert Paul, 413 Chestnut Street, Midland. I'm 100% in favor of this. I think it's a wonderful asset to the community. It brings local people in the community together, and it's just been a wonderful project. I feel that it's such a good thing, and it's such an asset to the neighborhood. I'm donating the use of my 100 by 175 foot lot on Heparon Road for use for parking. It's a large paved lot. It's a couple of hundred feet from the site, and I'm allowing Ms. Peach to use it because I just think that this is a wonderful project for everyone.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Operator, is there anyone else?
We have no additional callers on the line.
Thank you. Operator, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter, and if council desires, close public record.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council, we'll close public record. I ask Mr. Morgan to short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance granting conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district for an outdoor marketplace with similar activities and off-site parking to be located on certain parcels of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.247 acres and 0.327 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 10 with condition 11A through J.
Pleasure, Council.
Mr. President, I have an amendment.
Oh, Mr. President, you can right on.
I'd like to amend the hours or days of operation to 7 days a week.
Okay. So that is currently in condition C, and it says the hours of operation shall be limited to 11 a.m. through 9 p.m. And prior, it said Thursday through Monday of each week. We could just strike that portion after 9 p.m., say, 7 days per week.
Yes, sir. Thank you. That would be my motion, or my amendment.
Want to keep those hours? Want to expand those? Or do you want to delete the whole paragraph?
Yeah, some kind of hour, I would think.
Yeah.
She seemed to be very happy, and everybody seemed to be very happy with the hours, but it...
Does the 11 a.m. work?
Could go earlier sometimes.
Come on, man.
Where does the 9 p.m. not work?
I mean, the only thing is sometimes setup and breakdown can take place a little bit after. I don't really see us going past 9 p.m., but I think if maybe we could go earlier in the day, that would be that, just so we have that wiggle room.
Yeah.
Could Mr. Whitehouse, if they were breaking down at, started breaking down at 9 and somebody called in a complaint at 9:30, is that a violation?
If there was no music playing and the events
had ceased, you're just breaking down
equipment. Yeah, we wouldn't treat that as a violation.
Okay.
So would we want to go from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.?
Or
Or 9 to 9?
9 to 9.
Or 9 to 9, yeah.
Yeah.
You okay with that?
Great.
That makes sense, yes.
Mr. Moore, you got that?
I do.
You'd have a seat.
Okay.
So the amendment you will be voting on would be to delete the existing C and replacing it with the hours of operation shall be limited to 9 a.m. through 9 p.m. 7 days per week.
That would be my amendment.
Okay. That's your amendment. That's a second. You, Mr. Rogers. Second. Mr. Schaefer. Okay. Any questions on the amendment? We're going to vote on the amendment only.
I vote yes.
Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Okay. Mr. Moore, read short title again, please.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district for an outdoor marketplace with similar activities and off-street parking to be located on certain parcels of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.247 acres and 0.327 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning, numbered 1 through 10, with conditions 11A through J as amendment to condition C.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Schaefer. Any questions on the motion? We're going to take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
I vote yes. Based on the reasons given by planning and zoning along with the amendment, and this is a home run.
Mr. Schaefer.
I vote yes based on the recommendations of planning and zoning and with the amendments offered today.
Mrs. Green.
I vote yes based on recommendation from planning and zoning with the amendments and the positive testimony here today.
Mr. Riley.
I too vote yes based on planning and zoning's recommendations and conditions as amended.
How in the world could I not vote yes? I agree with planning and zoning's reasons and conditions. I think it's a great project. I vote yes, motion carried. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Mr. Moore.
Mr. Schaefer. Did Mr. Vincent accept the gift?
No, ma'am.
It's down there.
Okay.
Yes.
Take a picture.
Okay. Down there.
We didn't.
All right, I just wanted to make sure you got it.
It's very pretty.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Down there.
Okay, the next matter on the agenda is conditional use number 2278.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an events venue to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke 100, Sussex County, containing 1.902 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the south side of Dusty Road, which is Sussex County Route 443A, approximately 0.48 mile northwest of East Trap Pond Road, which is Sussex County Route 62. The 911 address is 17638 Dusty Road, Georgetown, and the tax parcel ID is District 231. Map 22, parcel 16.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response, a letter from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, a copy of the staff analysis. We have received one letter in opposition and one petition in opposition containing 21 signatures plus exhibits. Plus, we received, the applicant has submitted 6 letters in support of the application, and we've received 0 mail returns. We've also received videos in opposition and the applicant's videos in support of the application. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission and its meeting of August 12th of this year, and its meeting of August 26th of this year. The Commission recommended the application be denied for the 8 reasons outlined in the motion. And a copy of that motion, Mr. President, along with the minutes of both of those meetings, is included in Council's paperless packet. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from Council? If not, is the applicant here? Come forward, please.
Good afternoon. My name is Branson James. I'm looking to obtain a conditional use for an events venue that could be used for small concerts, community movie nights, craft shows, weddings, and so forth. We are looking to host events with up to approximately 200 people or less, with outdoor ending times of 11 p.m. or earlier, depending on the type of event. We have porta-johns on site, as well as running water for hand washing. When we do serve alcohol, we work with nonprofits that obtain a gathering license. Currently, that nonprofit is Christie's Cats, but we would love to work with other nonprofits in the future if allowed to continue. For the conditional use, we are no longer requesting camping, as we have learned that's a different process. As far as parking goes, I believe based off our measurements and on parking, measurements and on parking that we've had in the past, we can safely fit approximately 100 vehicles on our property. Department of Transportation stated in the letter that we received more, or that, in quotes, more than 200 vehicle trips in any hour and or more than 2,000 vehicle trips per day would be considered to have a major impact on local roadways. This is nowhere near our case, as we are only asking for approximately 100 vehicles or less over the course of several hours through the day. We also work with a security team to keep everybody safe, who is a licensed EMT when we do host events. We are willing to adapt and make changes, as we've done in the past. As far as noise goes, we have a noise plan that has been turned in, and we followed it at our last event, and we would like to keep following it. I feel like if given a conditional use, there are several pros for the area, such as bringing business to all the stores and gas stations, hotels, whatnot, working with nonprofits to raise money for everything that, you know, we need in the area. There's a lot of profits in Georgetown and surrounding areas that need help providing a safe space for people to enjoy themselves in an area that doesn't offer much of what we bring to the table as far as music and whatnot, movie nights, craft shows, anything like that. Providing new and aspiring artists a platform to perform, and we love promoting artists of all kinds that may not have exposure otherwise in the area. I would like to add that we have never received tickets for noise complaints or parking violations, such as cars on the side of the road, which does not happen anymore since we've made changes to meet parking conditions. We have also never been given any citations by the health department or any other department for that matter, other than from Sussex County to get this conditional use. Safety and health is our priority, and we take it very seriously. As far as evidence goes that was presented by opposition during our last hearing and before, for what we know, all pictures and videos are from prior events before we were given conditions by Mr. Jamie Whitehouse. And on our June 5th show, which was the one where we did obtain our special events permit, we followed all rules provided, and as far as we know, there were no complaints or issues whatsoever. We didn't have anything go wrong. I would also like to address some of the points made by the opposition during the last hearings, and some of what they said was false or based on opinions rather than facts, and I believe that their testimony greatly affected the push for denial. They stated we couldn't be trusted, even though we have never met nor talked to them in the 7 years of living here before the planning and zoning hearing last month. They also stated that we are trying to fit 300 cars when that isn't the case, and we merely asked for 100 cars at the previous meeting. Like I stated previously, we had the show on June 5th where we obtained a special events permit. That was a successful show and where all rules were followed, and we would like to continue following the rules and conditions if given the chance in the future. In conclusion, if there is any opposition that speaks during today's hearing, I would like to offer a rebuttal. Also, if denial of conditional use occurs, could you please provide clarification on future special events permits? Thank you for your time.
And first thing is, there's no rebuttals.
No.
So if you make your statements, the opposition makes theirs, and there's no rebuttal back and forth.
I'm sorry, we were told.
I'm interested to see, obviously, we have no site plan with a marked out markers on there for parking, do we?
There is as part of the special events process. So this came in through the constable's office initially as a complaint, and the applicant responded to staff and then requested approvals for under the special events submission process, which allows up to three events per calendar year. As part of that, we did agree a noise plan and conditions, and there is an informal parking plan that was created by the applicant that basically shows all the parking to use the existing entrance and to be located in this area here west of the property. But that is correct, that we do not have a formal site plan at this time. So
I guess my question is, if you're going to put how many cars are you going to put on there? 200?
Less than 100.
100 cars still takes up a pretty good amount of space.
Yeah, it takes up about an acre based off our research.
Where's the event venue then held?
So
if parking's all out front,
yes,
there.
Right over there.
Back in that corner.
There's a small stage deck area, which we use for everything. I mean, from, you know, movie nights to whatever. But it's all in that area right there. I'm not sure. I can't control it, I don't think.
You can actually.
Yeah, so all in this area right here. So normally there would be a metal gate right here. And the entrance to the entertainment area, as you would call it, would be right here. This would be the stage area, or if it was a movie night, this is where we would be lining our chairs and whatnot. And then, yes, like you said, from here, down here, all the way here is our parking.
This looks to me like it's a lot of parking for that area space, but okay.
I mean, we're willing to go lower. We don't have to say 80. We could 100. We could go to 80, 75.
How do you advertise? How do you advertise these events? I guess you sell tickets to them.
Now we do, yes. Originally it was donations, but we were trying to keep track of numbers and everything, and everything is through Facebook.
So you have, is it like online something?
Facebook, yeah.
Okay. Do you have a way of shutting it off? I mean, if you get too many tickets, you got to...
Yes. You can limit the amount of tickets. That's the whole reason we did that. You can put 50 tickets are for sale, and then it's sold out when you click on the link from then on forth.
And I saw somewhere in testimony and planning and zoning that you had some events there that the music went to 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Did
that happen?
It did, but it was before given conditions. We didn't...
But you don't think that, with no conditions, you wouldn't think for a neighbor you would want to play music at 3 o'clock in the morning?
I understand it. I get it.
We
didn't realize it was traveling as far as it was.
There are big open fields around it. That stuff will travel for a long way. I mean, it's...
And as well as we also have our neighbors next door, and we've asked... So the only neighbors that we've talked to in the 7 years of living there are our next door neighbors, and they've told us time and time again they can hardly hear the music. They have their elderly grandmother living there at the time, as well as a daughter, and they always say that they have no complaints. We've always talked to them, and they're directly next door. It's just confusing for us.
Reading that, I mean, certainly with open fields, music will go for a long ways.
Right.
But we're willing to adapt. That didn't show much of maybe 4 or 5 of them.
Right, and that's why we have opposition, obviously.
Any more questions to council? Question, anybody?
I am. Riley. So what was the nature of the constable's complaint? Was it noise?
I believe this started off as a gathering that was not a planned use, but it did attract a complaint that it was an activity that was a special event and it was not operating under the special events process, or it was not operating under conditional use. So, and the applicants did respond to that and come in and...
After the conditional use was granted, or...?
This was after the initial event, but before the conditional use was submitted, it came in as a complaint, and that resulted in contact with
what
the...
What did
applicants.
They complain about?
The late noise event. So.
Well, I mean, Councilman Hudson can hear music from a venue on the other side of Indian River, which is 2 or 3 miles away across the water. We haven't shut them down. I noticed that.
What's this picture?
Pointing that out.
This is the applicant's video.
I'd also like to state we don't have a PA system anywhere near as big as they may have. We're not really an official venue. Like you said, it started as gatherings and just kind of grew, and that's about all it is. It's not really as big as if you were to have some huge artist come and stacks of speakers and all that hanging from the sky. And this is a hearing test we did before our hearing to get our noise plan approved. And we just did inside the house while we were playing at max volume, and it's not even going over 50 decibels, which I could show you the same reader here, and it's about 50 decibels right now. Me speaking actually hits 65 decibels. And that's inside our house, directly in front of the speakers, acres away from neighboring properties, but other than the direct neighbors next to us.
And then question to
council? Okay. Any other questions? If not, then you can have a seat. Is there anyone else in the room that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else that would like to speak in favor of the application? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to the application? Anyone in opposition, sir?
I'm going to be brief. My name is Tom Moody. I live on 26853 East Trapon Road. It's approximately a quarter of a mile directly behind their house through woods. And I don't have a serious problem with their having events. I can hear the music all day long and it doesn't bother me that much. But myself, my wife, and I'm sure most of my neighbors go to bed between 10 and 11 o'clock at night. And I can close my windows, turn my air conditioner up, turn a fan on, and still hear the music in my bedroom. And that, I've lived there for 40 years and I never had anything like that before. So that's my opposition to the events.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Is there anyone else like to speak in opposition? Did you have your hand up, ma'am?
Kelly Short, 18310 Old Sawmill Road. My husband, Austin Short, and I live approximately 1 mile from the rabbit hole. We are opposed to the approval of a conditional use application for the rabbit hole and encourage County Council to follow the recommendation made by Planning and Zoning to deny this request. We can hear the music inside our house with the windows closed and the doors closed. My husband, who's half deaf, can even hear it. You laugh, it's true. The music thumps, our young children can't go to sleep at night, they complain to us about it. We had house guests on May 8th, Mother's Day weekend, who were kept awake past midnight because the music played that late. I've called the police on 5 occasions, including at 5 a.m. when the music was still playing. You referenced 2 a.m., it was actually 5. We have, as you noted, 21 signatures from the neighbors in support of denying this application. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, can I just play? I'm sorry. Sure. I wanted to just play for you a little sample.
Where did this come? Where were you?
This is from my front door.
Okay.
At 10:05 p.m. on June 5th. So. See if I can get that. It's not coming really up a phone very well, but I submitted.
Could you hold it up to the microphone?
Yeah.
And Mr. President, it might be this audio file. Here. Was it a video that was submitted to the office?
We submitted videos, yes.
I can play it on the big screen. Yeah. Okay.
I don't hear any volume on there. Well, I can hear it from my front door. I'm happy to pass my phone around if you want to listen to it. So, thank you. There's some more. And there you can see how the parking looks.
Okay, is there...
Is that it? Is that, or are you still waiting to load it?
It is, the operator might be able to turn it up a little bit more, but...
It's all the way up.
Yeah, that is the video. Yeah, my apologies, Mr. President. This one doesn't appear to have any audio in the file. The video works, but...
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that... Mr. Short.
Good afternoon. Austin Short, 18310 Old Sawmill Road. As my wife said, I just want to affirm what she said, even my hard of hearing comment. You can hear it in our house. You can hear it all the time. I don't believe it's appropriate. Our area is AR1. It's largely agricultural, largely preserved farms. I don't believe it's an appropriate use for the area. And what's more, 1.9 acres, I don't think it's a large enough venue for this type of request. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone, sir, you had your hand up?
My name is Jerry Dukes. And I own the property beside him. And I own the property in front of him. It's a large farm. I just feel it's going to devalue my property by having this there. I mean, if I'm going to sell that lot, as it would a lot beside him, as it would a lot in front of him, I just feel if it does, it's going to devalue my property. You know, he's going to want to buy a lot next to, that's my having concerts twice a month, you know. That's all I've got to say.
Mr. Dukes, will you give us your address, please?
14052 Dukes Farm Road.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition? Anyone else? Operator, can you check to see if anyone is listening remotely that would like to opine on this matter?
At this time, there is no one on the line.
Okay, thank you. Mr. President, at this time we close the public hearing on the matter. If council desires, close public record.
Okay, we'll close public hearing. Okay, close public record. We'll close public record. Read short title, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an events venue to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke Country, Sussex County, containing 1.902 acres, more or less.
Pleasure, Council. Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
I'll second it.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? Okay, it's in my district. I'm going to vote first, obviously. I heard testimony. I read testimony from planning and zoning. I've heard the neighbors complaining. I see no reason to not agree with planning and zoning's denial, so my motion, my vote will be no. I will be to not deny it. Schaefer.
Second.
I'm sorry, what was the motion? My reason for voting no. And
you're voting no.
I'm voting no. Schaefer.
I am voting no also based on a recommendation of planning and zoning.
Mr. Green.
I'm voting no based on the denial from planning and zoning.
Listen.
I will also vote no based on the reasons given by planning and zoning and the testimony we've heard.
Mr. Ryan.
That's a hard one for me. You know, the notion that, you know, you should be able to do what you want to with your own property goes back to this. And I mean, we have large family gatherings on our land from time to time, and it's just shudder to think that, you know, people complain. I didn't hear anything on that video. I didn't hear anything. I mean, that to me would not be an objectionable noise. That's me speaking. But I feel that with the proper conditions that there could be a possibility of doing events in a more limited fashion. Obviously, 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning is, come on, you know, we all agree with that. I'm gonna vote yes, because I just, I think that if it came back with better conditions, you know, to make it more palatable to the neighbors, and I recognize their concerns, but, you know, there should be some ability to use your property, you know, in this manner, and that's my vote.
All right. We had 4 no votes, 1 yes vote. I want to add 2, I didn't say before, based on the reasons of planning and zoning, also why I did that. Motion is denied. Conditional use 2278 is denied. And motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer.
Second.
Mrs. Green.
Question. We all want to stay longer.
I don't know.
We'll stay longer again. We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Hudson.
Yes.
Riley.
Yes.
I will yes. We'll adjourn.
Exactly.